Hello and welcome to Grow by Cassandra. Oh my goodness, it has been so long, y'all. I have like podcast after podcast after podcast in my head, but it has been busy. Happy New Year! Happy 2021! We made it! Woo! I don't know about you, but I am so excited about this year. 2020 taught us a lot of things, right? And it was a very challenging year, but if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I embrace challenges because I know that they help us to grow. And so I don't know what you experienced or what you went through in 2020, but I want you to know that more, better, and greater is for you in 2021. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you, that He make His countenance to shine on you, and that He give you everlasting peace and joy and love. And I am so excited about this new podcast. So have you downloaded the Clubhouse app? If you haven't, you may not want to. People have been known to spend hours and hours in Clubhouse rooms, and those are like virtual audio spaces. But a few great things have come out of Clubhouse. I've met some great people, made great connections, business and personal. So it's been wonderful for professional life and for social life, especially as we continue to quarantine. One thing that I absolutely love, though, is that listening in and not having the need to like speak out and to engage and to share an idea right away, but just actually being able to listen has helped me to really hear from and speak to God and receive fresh and new revelation. So I was in a Clubhouse room, and they were talking about money and money goals and money wins. And so I wanted to share a couple of those with you all, and then to share some ideas, because I started thinking about what we view as success when it comes to business. And a lot of times it is profitability. Like, are you making money? But I started a business last year, and I realized that, yes, we're making money, but much of my success has come from my ability to give, my ability to do good with pure intentions, my ability to bring others alongside and to pour into families. So in 2020, in July, I launched my virtual tutoring business, Supplemental Education, and we provide one-on-one virtual tutoring and resources for parents, for families, and for kids in grades kindergarten through 12. It is an awesome business, and if I do say so myself, it's an awesome business idea, but it was definitely God-inspired. So I wish I could take credit, but all I can say is that I was willing. I have 10 years of classroom experience, curriculum development, teacher training, and coaching, some consultation work, and I really am passionate about making education work for families and work for children, and for teachers and parents to walk alongside one another and to really empower kids to be their best, not just academically, but socially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally their best. And so I launched that business. I have independent contractors that I work with that provide the tutoring services. We have individualized, customized roadmaps and lesson plans, lesson materials, and we engage in virtual learning. So I have kids who are across the country who are able to hear, learn, and share space with incredible educators. It is a beautiful thing. It meets the challenges of this current time. It is an answer to the COVID-19 education crisis. And supplemental education is going to be around for a very long time because it actually meets the need of the children. It's not about the adults. It's the needs of the children. So let me just tell you some things that I did in January. Again, all this God inspired, right? So I was able to hire a new tutor, get some email funnels set up. I engaged in a marketing day that allowed me to kind of shift my mindset and my packages and what I offer. I already did my taxes, y'all. It is February and I already did my taxes. That's big. I also employed the help of an accounting firm. I am finishing up with LLC and HR paperwork. I have a bank account that is specifically for my business. I was able to get some funding that will help to advance supplemental education as a web app. Yes, y'all, a web app. I hosted a couple of rooms on Clubhouse. I've hosted 3 rooms and then been brought up to share and talk about a 3rd room. And then I have one more coming up next Monday at 7. So if you don't follow me on social media, please follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Clubhouse, and you'll be able to step into the room and hear more about it. And then I'm able to, and then I started sharing and sending tutoring packages or tutoring kits. And so those are, again, individualized for the students that we serve. They come with headset, stylus pen or a mouse, depending on device, a whiteboard, marker, manipulatives for math, for reading, for language. It is all amazing. And that all happened in January. Why? Because I hit the ground and started running. Now, most of that cost money. And I want to make money in my business. I want to help people, but I also want to make money. But the success has come from the helping people, from the building of confidence, for the empowerment, for the learning. So I want to take you guys back in time. I'm going to sing a little song. No, I'm not going to sing it. But if you know the song, If I Ever Fall in Love, right? It was from the debut album of the R&B group Shy. And this was released in December 22nd, 1992. Y'all know the song. And if I ever fall in love again, you know, okay, I wasn't ready. I didn't warm up, but y'all know that song. I will make sure that the lady is I can't hit that note right now, but I know you guys know the song. The song reached number 2 in the U.S. in 1992. It peaked at number 1 on the R&B charts, and it was at number 2 for 8 weeks. The only reason it was not number 1 is because Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You held down the number 1 spot. So that just tells you how bomb this song was, right? So it held the record for the 2nd most weeks at number 2 in the chart's history and went certified double platinum. I am not in the music industry. I'm not in the music biz. So I had to look up, what does double platinum even mean? I know it means you sold a lot of records times 2. So that's 2 million copies. 2 million copies. 2 million copies. 2 million copies. I don't know why I have to keep, you know, I just feel like I need to repeat that. 2 million copies, 7 digits, y'all. And so if you think about that in terms of numbers, you know, multiply that by how much a unit or a copy would be, even if it's a dollar, right? That was $2 million, but it was way, way more than that. So I started thinking about this because most people don't even know the name of the group that wrote the song or that sung the song, right? Shy. Who knows about any other songs that Shy has released? Now, if Shy got in the studio and they were only concerned about making money, they might have wrote a different song. There might have been a different outcome. But what's amazing is that I'm sure they got paid, but some people would maybe call them one-hit wonders. But even in that one-hit wonder, what we remember from them is the art, what they blessed us with, what they released, and how it makes us feel. That song was probably played and is probably played at weddings, at bar mitzvahs, at engagement parties, at dinners. Definitely it'll be played this weekend. This is Valentine's Day weekend. Like, it is a bop. It's a hit forever and ever and ever. Amen. And so I started thinking about that. I'm like, wow. Like, if we don't focus on music, if we don't focus on money and we focus on making music, right, through our businesses, and that is figurative. If you work on focusing on making art and producing good and quality content, the numbers will show up. But you don't focus on the number, you focus on the creation and the content. And so I started thinking about that. And in our businesses, it's really important, especially for people who are Christian, are kingdom business owners and believe in God, that we make God the CEO. Sometimes we think that we're in charge. And so God gives us an idea, or we are inspired by God and we run within our own strength and we start taking charge and taking over. But God has actually given us a level of management or stewardship. So the business idea is His, but we get to be the steward or the manager of it. So the idea didn't necessarily come from us. It came from our Creator, right? It didn't come just from thin air. There was a higher being. God is behind the idea, the thought, and the business. It's important that we accept our assignment so that we get work done and we don't worry about all of the itty bitty details along the way. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the DISC personality traits, but I love DISC because it breaks down the four different personality traits. And usually people have a little bit of each of them, but what's really amazing is that there usually is one or two that you really have that are dominant. So I'll break those down really briefly. But I want you to focus on basically accepting your assignment, not getting caught up in the itty bitty details, getting the strategy, and then being able to apply the strategy and to apply it quickly. I think about Lot's wife in the Bible, right? She looked back and they were headed somewhere. They were headed for better. They were headed for safety. And she took one look back and it actually cost her the promise. So don't look back. Don't overanalyze. If you guys heard the saying that a watched pot never boils. So if you're sitting in your business and you're literally waiting for every single move that you make to produce grand and great results, you are going to be looking silly watching a pot boil, and it'll never boil. So do what you need to do, be obedient, and move forward. So back to the DISC, right? There are four different personality types, and one is D, stands for dominance, I is for influence, S is for steadiness, and C is for conscientiousness. And you can definitely like do a quick Google search. You can even take a quick quiz. But what I love about this is there is value in each type of personality. So dominance is dominant, right? They're results based. The influencer loves to have fun and is able to bring others along the way. The steadiness is that sense of security and checking on and making sure everybody is okay. And the C is concerned about making sure that the details are worked out. Now, you need a little bit of all of them, but if you operate too much in any of these, you're going to miss out. So look up DISC, play around with it, think about it, analyze the people around you, find out exactly what your personality type is, and it'll help you to navigate your dream, your business, and your relationships. All right, so, oh, I didn't say this, guys. I'm spelling make, okay? Because we're going to make music. So the M is for make God the CEO. A is accept your assignment. K is kingdom principles. Sow and reap, right? Harvest time and reap. You know what I mean? It's really important that you know that what you sow, you will reap. Now, you might reap it later than you sowed, and you might reap in a different season. It may look different than you expect, but you will reap more than you sowed. Do you hear me? You're going to reap more than you sowed, and you're going to reap later than you sowed. And that works both ways. If you're sowing positive, you're going to get a whole lot more positive, and it may be later. If you're not sowing positive, then, you know, you can figure it out and fill in the blanks. The other thing is E, or the other letter is E. So M-A-K-E. Expect the supernatural. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Expect supernatural. the last week of January, right? I told you all the things that I set up and got going in my business, all the investments and the endeavors. And the last week of January, really the last 4 days, my business profit in the last 4 days exceeded any month that we've been in operation. And we've been in operation for the past 8 months. Let me say that again. We've been in business for 8 months. And the last week of January, we exceeded our profitability for any other month. That is supernatural. So guess what I'm expecting for February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and October, November, and December of 2021. I'm expecting exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. So that's make. The second part is music. So for music, I just broke it down real simply. Music is more understanding sustained in Christ. And how do you make music? Well, you do the things I just mentioned. Make God the CEO, accept your assignment, use kingdom principles, expect the supernatural, and get more understanding sustained in Christ. More understanding sustained in Christ. I thought that was awesome because a lot of times we're like, where do I get inspiration? How do I know what to do next? Am I doing the right thing within my business? Am I making money? And, you know, money, I believe, is a byproduct of purpose. Money is a byproduct of you operating in your gifts and your talents and you surrendering unto God. And so I want to encourage you that if you're walking in purpose, and if you have good intentions and you're taking your ideas, your dreams, your goals before God and doing what He tells you to do, the money will come. But even more important than money will come peace and prosperity, will come wealth and abundance, will come patience, love. I mean, there's so many benefits, the fruit of the Spirit. There's so much guidance and just understanding that comes from making God your CEO, accepting your assignment, using kingdom principles, and expecting the supernatural. This was a quick one, y'all. If you're really feeling it, I want you to go to YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you play your music and listen to If I Ever Fall in Love and tell me that's not a hit. We might consider Shy a one-hit wonder, but what they put and what they left in the world is a treasure. And I'm believing the same for each of you and for your businesses. For more information about supplemental education, how you can follow us, how you can support, or how you can even participate and enlist some tutoring services of your own, please make sure that you follow at Grow by Cassandra, at Supplemental Education. You can even visit our website, our YouTube page. Y'all, I'm so hype. Our website, our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, our Instagram, our Twitter. We out here. We are out here. But I'm praying blessings and abundance to you and to your business. And to your family and to your lives, to be honest. Again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. And be gracious to you. May He give you everything that you need and more, especially according to your obedience to Him. I love you. Like I said, I have podcasts in the pocket. So expect a few more in the coming days. And as always, y'all, if you don't do anything until we meet again, I want you to make sure that you grow.